Call the meeting to order. And our, we have six items of other business. First one being Canaan Woods subdivision, final subdivision plan, 2006-67.
This is a final subdivision plan for the creation of 99 single-family lots with open space and private roads. The property is zoned AR1 and is located off Benson Road. The Planning Commission granted preliminary subdivision approval on January 14th, 2009. The Planning Commission removed Condition L requiring sidewalks at their meeting on March 19th, 2015. The Planning Commission removed Condition D requiring an easement with Delmarva Power and Light at their meeting on October 15th, 2015. The final plan complies with the conditions of preliminary approval as revised. A time extension was granted for this application, and the plan shall be recorded prior to July 1st, 2016. Otherwise, the plan shall expire, and the planning office is in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, my motion is for approval of Canaan Woods 2006-67 with the condition that if it doesn't get recorded by July 1, 2016, it will expire.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Canning Woods 2006-67 as a final subdivision plan. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Apple Arbor subdivision 2014-8 final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the creation of 14 single-family lots with open space and private roads. The site is located off Double Bridges Road. The property is zoned MR. The tax parcel is 134-19, parcel 19. The Planning Commission granted preliminary subdivision approval on March 12, 2015. There were no significant changes from the preliminary subdivision to the final subdivision. The final subdivision complies with the conditions of approval, and the planning office is in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the Apple Arbor final subdivision plan as a final.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Apple Arbor subdivision 2014-8 as a final. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Casey's Restaurant final site plan.
This is a final site plan for the construction of a 4,300 square foot mixed use building and site improvements. The property is zoned C1 General Commercial District and is located along Westcoats Road and Clay Road. The tax parcel is District 335, map 12.05, parcel 13. There are several existing buildings that will be removed and replaced with the new building. The new building will contain a restaurant and retail space on the first floor and an apartment and office to be located on the second floor. All of the uses are permitted in the C1 zoning district. The plan proposes parking to be located within the front yard setback, and that was approved by the Planning Commission as part of the preliminary site plan at their meeting on December 16th of 2015. As part of the preliminary site plan, the Planning Commission required that the Commission review the final site plan, and the Planning Office is in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, considering Casey's Restaurant, my motion is for approval as a final site plan.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Casey's Restaurant site plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the Reserves Partial Sidewalk Waiver.
This is a request for a partial removal of sidewalks within the Reserves development. The partial elimination of sidewalk is only for a small portion of the east side of Bella Villa Way from Tivoli Court south to Venezia Court. The request for the partial elimination of sidewalk in this area is due to the tax ditch being relocated. The tax ditch was relocated too close to the right-of-way, not leaving enough room to install a safe sidewalk. The applicant has provided information and photos showing issues with the relocated tax ditch. Sidewalk will be provided on both sides of the roads throughout the rest of the development. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I discussed this with Mr. Robinson before the meeting, and we're finally moving in a direction of getting this complete, so I think this is just a minor change. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the request for the partial sidewalk waiver.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the partial sidewalk waiver for the Reserves. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the Reserves amendment to condition of approval.
This is a request to amend the condition of approval that requires the construction of a tennis court as part of the amenities. The applicant would like to remove the tennis court and provide two bocce ball courts and two horseshoe pits. The other amenities required will be provided, and an amenity site plan will be reviewed by the Planning Commission at a future date.
I love bocce and horseshoes, gentlemen and madam. So I'm going to move that we approve the amendment to condition of approval for the reserve.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the amendment of to condition of approval for the reserves. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Gallo Jr. off Greenhurst Farm Road, minor subdivision off private road.
This is a final minor subdivision to create one parcel with a residual off an existing private road. There is an existing driveway that will be used as part of the private road. The property is zoned AR1. The Planning Commission granted preliminary approval with final approval by the Commission at their meeting on November 12th of 2015. Staff is in receipt of approvals from DLDOT and the Office of the State Fire Marshal. Thank you.
Does the staff need any other approvals?
Nope, those were the only two agencies that were required for this minor subdivision.
Question for you, Vince. I thought the 1,000-foot fire, if you were more than 1,000 feet, you had to have turnarounds or something. I thought that was a law.
No, that's in code. That's in our subdivision code. If it's a major subdivision, you need that. My recollection without going back and looking at it.
This was also, that was the concern, which is why we sent it to the fire marshal to make sure they approved it and didn't have any issues with it. And they have signed off on the plan.
And since this isn't a major subdivision, those code provisions wouldn't necessarily apply.
Mr. Chairman, considering the lands of Gallo Jr. off Greenhurst Farm Road, my motion is for approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a private road for lands of Gallo Jr. off Greenhurst Farm Road. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, that completes our agenda. Referring back to our public hearings, our first public hearing was